today's daf is Basra Daf Chaf Tes. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the end of the page. We started to discuss yesterday the idea of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and the Mishnah gave a whole list of things that one needs 3 years in order to develop a Chazaka for, and we had a whole discussion about maybe sometimes you don't even need a full 3 years, maybe three Achilos, but we were discussing where does it come from, where does the idea come from that 3 years is a magic number, that three times or 3 years is the magic number. So what we suggested yesterday was that it comes from Shor Hamuad, and we pointed out at the end of the daf yesterday that only works if you assume like Rabbi Shmuel that it's about three times and not about 3 years. So the Gemara now is, today we're going to see a second, third, fourth, and fifth explanation, possible explanation of where the idea of 3 years comes from. Then the Gemara is going to quote a chiddush of Rav Huna that if a person wants to develop a chazaka, the 3 years need to be ritzufos. They need to be consistent, one right after the other. And the Gemara is going to explain what the chiddush of Rav Huna is that we would not have known from the Mishnah. It's going to explain what might be an exception to the din of Rav Huna. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how one can develop a chazaka of Gimel Shanim on houses that people live in. Because after all, someone might be able to testify that you were living there pretty much during the daytime, but how's anybody going to know what was going on in the house at nighttime? So if you need Eidos that you were there for 3 years, Ritzufos, how could you possibly have Eidos that you were there for 3 years, Ritzufos? Who's going to be made about the nighttime? The Gemara is then going to talk about a chazaka for partners who switch off years. Do they avoid having a chazaka? If, let's say, we split an Eved and I get years 1, 3, and 5, and you get years 2, 4, and 6, is that a chazaka? Is that not a chazaka? Gemara is also going to talk about chazaka on a field or a part of a field that's untillable. Normally, you develop a chazaka on a field when you plow, when you plant, and what if you have a field that you can't do any of that on? So how does one develop a chazaka on such a field? And then the daf is going to conclude with a question of whether we trust the chazaka when the marakama, the previous owner, claims to also have lived there. He doesn't deny that you've lived there for 3 years, you have Aiden that you have, but he claims he was also there during that time. So do you develop a chazaka if he comes with such a claim? So let's begin, again, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yosef. We're still trying to find what is the source of this idea of Gimel Shanim. Where do we get the idea that it's 3 years? So Amar Rav Yosef, Kruxiv, the Pasuk says, Sados b'kesef yiknu v'kasuv b'sefer v'chasom, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was telling the people right before going into Galus that Sados b'kesef yiknu, you should, those fields that you have purchased, you should write down a document and you should sign it, Shari Navi Omeid be'eser, because he was standing there in the 10th year of the reign of the king, and Umatzir al-Chasasrei, and he was warning about the 11th year, that's why he required a shtar, meaning if there only would have been one more year of time to be able to develop a chazaka, it would not have been necessary to warn about a shtar. But it's only because the Yirmiyahu was speaking in the 10th year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu, he said that if you bought any fields, you should write a shtar on those mechiros, because in the 11th year there's going to be a galus from the land and you're not going to be able to have a chazaka in your land, so that's where we see that 2 years is not a chazaka. So several Rishonim raised the obvious question. That is an excellent source for the idea that 2 years is not a chazaka. But how do we know that 3 years is a chazaka? Meaning it happened to be, the Metzius was that there were only 2 years, and he said, okay, that's not going to be enough to have a chazaka. Maybe 4 years is a chazaka, maybe 5 years is a chazaka. All we see is that 2 years is not enough to have a chazaka, and that's why he advised the writing of shtaros. So the Rishonim have different approaches to answer this question. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba suggest that even according to the Rabban that we learned from Shor Hamuad, that a chazaka happens in, that even the Rabban would agree to Rabbi Shmuel, that we essentially learn from Shor Hamuad that a chazaka happens in 3 years. It's just that we raise the question that what about achilas aspasta, that in 3 months, if you're eating the kind of thing that regenerates every month, then you should be able to develop a chazaka in 3 months. So we said, no, that can't happen because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is megala that it can't happen in less than 2 years. Meaning, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Torah was not an independent source. We're still relying on what we said yesterday, that the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is from Shor HaMuad. The only problem is, we said that if the basis is Shor HaMuad, it should be three times, not 3 years, and three times could happen in as short as 3 months. So we're saying, no, it can't, because there's another rule about Chazakah that we see from the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, that it can't be any less than 2 years. So we know to define the limud from Shor HaMuad not as 3 times, but as 3 years. So all of this is doing is being megala on the limud of Shor HaMuad. The Rashba then adds a second teretz, that really the nevuah was sent to Yirmiyahu in the 9th year, but Yirmiyahu didn't see fit to warn them in the 9th year that they need to write shtaros, even though he was aware of the impending Gullus that was going to come after the 11th year. Why didn't he see fit to warn them in the 9th year? To write shtaros, to make sure that they have all the documents in order on any karka that they bought, because it was unnecessary. And that's the real limud. Not that he did warn them in the 10th year, but that he didn't warn them in the 9th year. Why wouldn't he warn them in the 9th year? Because that's enough time to have a chazakah. So it's going to be unnecessary to hang on to the shtaros for beyond that point in time, because they already have a chazaka. So says the Gemara, Amrei Abaye Dilma Hasam Eitza Tova Kamash Malan. How do you know that Yirmiyahu Anavi was giving them a halacha, was telling them that it needs to be done, you need to write shtaros, because otherwise there's a halacha of Gimel Shanim? Maybe he was just giving them what was reasonable advice, as Rashi points out, Kolomar, Liolam Chazaka Avi B'Shana Achas. Maybe really you can have a chazaka in a very short period of time. What's going to happen? They're going to go into Galus 70 years later. They're going to come back and they're going to say, "These are my fields." Oh, and someone's going to come, "No, that's a marakama, belonged to my forefathers." Good, bring a raya. Now you're going to have to bring Adim that knew that you lived there for 3 years, 70 years ago. Not going to happen. It's not going to be so easy to find. Much, much easier if you have a shtar, if you have documentation, it's much easier than trying to find Adim. So it's not that a chazaka doesn't work. Chazaka works, but it's going to be a hassle to prove the chazaka. And that's all Yirmiyahu was doing. He was giving an Eitzah Tova. The Mitzvah Eisan raises the question, how could Rav Yosef try to bring a raya from the Navi? It's a braisa mefureshes that we're going to have later on. Daf kuf samach amibayz sados b'kesef yiknu v'kasam b'sefer v'chasom Eitza Tova Kamashmalan. The Bryce is going to say explicitly that this was an Eitza Tova. What's the Hava Amina otherwise? Furthermore, why does Abaye himself not bring a raya from the Braisa? Meaning Abaye is saying, I'm not so sure about this limud for Yirmiyahu. Maybe it's just an Eitzah Tova. Maybe? What do you mean maybe? You have a Braisa that supports you, that says it's an Eitzah Tova. So the Mitzvah Eisan suggests that the Braisa later on is only talking about the end of the Pasuk, where it says V'chasom, because really the Tana holds like Rabbi Elazar that Edei Mesira Karti, that even for a valuable shtar, even to have a real shtar or a real transaction rather, you don't need chasima se edim on the shtar. All you need is edim mesira. You need edim that see the handing over of the shtar. So the on the v'chasom part, having witnesses sign it, rather than relying on finding your edim mesira when you need them, that was eitza tova kamash malan. But not the idea of the 3 years. The idea of the 3 years, one could have argued, is really halacha and is not an eitza tova. That's why we don't bring up that brisa, because that brisa is not necessarily mucha one way or another. But anyway, so Abaye says over here, I don't like this raya from Yirmiyahu because it might have only been Eitzah Tova. How do I know that it might have only been Eitzah Tova? Dilote mahachi. If you don't say that it was just an Eitzah Tova, b'nu batim v'shavu v'natu ginos v'achlos pirio ma'ika amar. When Yirmiyahu tells them that those people who were already in Bavel, that they should prepare they should lay the groundwork for what's about to become a growing community, that they should prepare the infrastructure. So is that also a halacha? No, it's not a halacha. You knew that Golas Bavel was impending, it was coming, it was about to happen. So he said, make sure that the groundwork is prepared is for all these people that are going to be stuck going into Golas Bavel. So that's clearly an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. So Hachanami Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. So we have the right to assume it's an Eitzah Tova. Teda, and a further proof that it's clearly an Eitz HaTova, Dechsiv, and Asatam B'Kicharis, L'man Yamdu Yamim Rabin. Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells them, after he tells them to prepare these shtaros, he says, and what you should do with these shtaros is put them in a Klicharis so that they'll be able to last for a very long time. Is that a halacha, that a person has to keep all of his shtaros in a Klicharis? Certainly not. He just knew it was going to be a while that these shtaros were going to have to last. So he was giving them good advice about how to make sure that these shtaros last. In the Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet Simen Ches, raises the issue that in the Gemara in Ksubas and Daftan and Beis, we learn from the pasuk, from the following pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ukchu Levnechem Nashim, that there's a mitzvah to marry off a woman, to marry off your son to a woman, meaning it's a mitzvah to take care of your children's shiduchim. L'chora, why don't we say that's also just Eitzah Tovah? The Gemara learns a halacha, that there's a din, there's a mitzvah, that one is supposed to take care of their children's shiduchim. How do we see that it's a mitzvah? The whole rest of the pasuk, our Gemara, is telling us it's only Eitzah Tovah. It's just giving us good advice. And I would imagine marrying, taking care of a children's shiduchim would also be an Eitzah Tovah. That sounds like something that's good advice. That's a mitzvah. So the Divrei Malkiel suggests that an Eitz HaTovah is only shayach when you're dealing with something that in certain circumstances would be a mitzvah. So in those circumstances, when it's not a mitzvah and we tell you to do it anyway, that's where you fall into the category of Eitz HaTovah. So building houses is a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. So you could say that in Bavel there's no mitzvah, so it's an Eitz HaTovah when he advises is doing so in Bavel. But Lahasi Lubno Isha, so it doesn't fit the category of Eitz HaTovah unless it's a mitzvah somewhere. And it certainly doesn't make any sense to distinguish between one place and the other in terms of taking care of your children's shiduchin. That l'chora would be the same everywhere. So it can't be an Eitz HaTovah because it's got to be a mitzvah somewhere in order for it to be an Eitz HaTovah. So mela, it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah everywhere. So that's how we know that it's not necessarily that part of the pasuk could be a mitzvah, even though the first part of the pasuk Eino Chinami is an Eitz HaTovah. Says the Gemara, so now that we've rejected this possibility that we learn from Yirmiyahu, that there's a halacha of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rava, rather Rava says, Shosa Kamaisa Machil Inish, Tarti Machil, Tlas Lo Machil. How do we know that 3 years is a chazaka? It's human nature. For the first year that someone is in your property, a person tends to be mochel. For a second year, a person tends to be mochel. For a third year, there's no mechila. So if someone's been living in a property that was considered to be yours for 3 years, we know that there's no mechila. It must be that he is the rightful owner of that property. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, if that's the case, Elameata, Ki Hadra Ara, Tahadra Levar, Mipiri, that if we assume that there is a mechila for 2 years, so when the land goes back, when the land is returned, it should be given back without the payros being paid back, because he was mochel for the first couple of years. Alama Amar Rav Nachman Hadra Ara Vahadri Piri. So why does Rav Nachman hold that we're going to see later on that even the 2 years that supposedly you were mochel, if you throw the guy out of your property after 2 years, not only does he have to give you back the land, he's got to give you back the peros. Why does he have to give you back the peros if we're assuming that there was a mechila? Why would he have to pay back the peros? So says Gemara, a third possibility, or I guess a fourth possibility of where we learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Ela Amarava, Shasa Kamaisa Lo Kapid Inish, Tarti Lo Kapid, Tlas Kapid. We change it ever so slightly. It's not about an assumed mechila, that someone is mochel the first year, that someone's mochel the second year. It's that the first year, a person's not going to be so makbid. In the second year, a person's not going to be so makbid that you're living in that property. But by the third year, he's very makbid that you're living in the property. Since it's about kpeda, we assume that there's no mechila of the produce that you eat during that time. He certainly is going to want to get paid back if he throws you out after 2 years. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, if that's the case, Elameyatav, it's all about human nature, what people tend to be makbid about, what people tend not to be makbid about. kigon hani debei baral yashiv dekapti afilu aman dechalaf hamitzru ditu. What about the people like bei baral yashiv, where they're matbid about everything? They even get upset when people are spend a few moments trespassing in their field. Hachinami delialter avi chazaka. So if the definition of chazaka is as soon as the balabatim would have been matbid, that it's their nature to have been matbid, and they didn't say anything, that's the definition of chazaka. So what if you have a person who's very particular and is matbid immediately? So should chazaka happen immediately? So v'chitei machinami, and if you're going to say yes, when you have people like that, chazaka will happen immediately. Well, imkein asat dvarecha l'shirin, then we have to do like a major psychological assessment of every single marakama, of every owner, to figure out what he would be makbid about, what he would not be makbid about. That would be ridiculous. We can't be nosin dvarecha l'shirin like that. We can't make so many different standards for so many different people. So that can't be the case either. It can't be that the idea of cheskos gemulshanim is based on what people are makbid about. In the Sefer Kikayon to Yonah raises the question that even based on the reason that we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel that we learn cheskos gemulshanim from a shor amuad, l'chora we should have the same kasha of hani debei bar al yashiv. The whole limud from shor amuad was that for three achilos, people are makbid, meaning if you eat from their field three times, you take three harvests of their field, then people are going to be makbid. That's what we learn from Shor HaMuad. It's about the nature, it's megala on the nature of a person, just like a Shor HaMuad. When it happens three times, it's megala, the nature of the animal, that it's a dangerous animal. So you eat three harvests from someone's field, it's megala that the person is no longer makbid about it. But if you have someone who would be makbid right away, so then it should be right away that that the chazaka should develop. And we should have asked that earlier when we had the limud from Shor HaMuad. So what the Kikayon de Yonah suggests is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the limud d'oraisa from Shor HaMuad is might have been understood as a low plug. That since the Torah says that 3 years is a raya that the person isn't makbid, so then we're going to have a low plug mid'oraisa, because we have a basis of a drasha that specifically identifies three years. But a din d'rabbanan that is purely misvara d'rabbanan, so that we could ask, well, misvara, we should have distinguished that the low plug, you know, you have a baseline to work with because you're dealing with a din d'oraisa. But if you're dealing with something that's purely invented as a svara midrabanan, so there is no baseline to work with. Who decided to set the baseline as 3 years? Every person is different, and every person has different akpados. Tosas raises a question. Shasa kamaisa lo kapid. Tosas tema minalan de Rabbi Shmuel dafka yalef mishor amuad velo rabbanon inunami matzi gamri mishor amuad. Taina time inami del elder gamri mishor amuad de kivin de kapid gimel zimnin lo micha imkein vade machro nasalo. Says the Gemara, why don't we go back to shor amuad and assume that the rabbanon are also deriving from shor amuad? Meaning this idea that 3 years a person would be makbid l'chora fits very nicely with the notion of shor amuad, that it's megala that after 3 years that the person is obviously no longer makbid. V'yishlomer de lo dami devadei de Rabbi Shmuel da azer basra achilos shapir matzi lemigmar mishor amuad. No, the idea of 3 years being a determinant doesn't fit at all with shor amuad. Shor amuad is about three events, three things happening, not a period of time. So if you're going to say like Rabbi Shmuel that it's about three harvests, it's about three achilos, so that fits very beautifully with shor amuad. Shor amuad is about an animal that gores three times, an event that happens three times. But once you're limiting it to a time frame rather than to an event, so mela, it's not going to fit with shor amuad anymore. So Gemara suggests now a final possibility of where we derive the idea of cheskas gimel shanim. Elo amar Rava, rather Rava suggests the following. Shasa kamaisa mizdar inish bishtare. The first year, a person will be very careful to guard over ishtar. Tarti utlas mizdoher. For 3 years, a person who just bought something, he's still going to be a little nervous. Is someone going to have any claim against this? Are people going to come and try to, is the previous owner going to come and deny that he ever sold it to me? So a person is going to be very careful about ishtar. Tfei lo mizdaher. But before that, he's no longer going to be careful about a shtar. He'll develop a certain comfort level that no one's saying anything anymore. And that's why. It's about the expectation of keeping the shtar. That really, his chazaka, we already saw machlokas rishon about this, but let's say like one side of the machlokas, that really the chazaka should be immediate, that the fact that you're in the field, it should be an immediate chazaka. It's just that there's a major reis on your chazaka if you don't have your shtar. What happened? Where's your raya? Where's your deed? Why don't you have a shtar? So after 3 years, that kasha is no longer a kasha, because it's not normal for a person to always be careful to keep a shtar for such a long period of time if he hasn't had any trouble until that point in time. The Rashba points out that the whole svara of Rava, that up until 3 years, a person is nizar b'shtarosav, and not more than that, and therefore it takes 3 years to develop a chazaka, that's only if he was living in the karka normally. He was plowing the field, planting the field, doing whatever people normally do in the karka. But let's say you go into someone's house, and it's not that you squat, it's not that you live in someone's house for 3 years. You go and you decide to do construction. You knock down the whole thing. You just completely destroy the house, says the Rash. Or you go into someone's field and you start digging all over the place, start digging boros all over the field, says the Rashba. In such a circumstance, it is not necessary to have 3 years. Your chazaka happens immediately. Because when the Bailam sees that you're being mazik and he doesn't do anything about that, so that's that clearly shows that he's relinquishing any right to say anything, any rights of ownership. Even though normally one would be, what about the fact that normally one would be mizdar in the shtar for 3 years? You would stop being mizdar in the shtar if you see that you knocked down the house and no one said anything. Because if ever there was a time to say something, you should have said it when you knocked down the house. So it's human nature no longer to be worried about the shtar, to hang on to the shtar, once you see that you're able to be mazik and the person's not going to say anything. That's the ha'ara of the Rashba. Says the Gemara further, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, if it's all about how long a person is likely to hang on to the shtar, elameata macha'a shelo b'fanav lo tavei macha'a. If the original owner makes a macha'a and he says, what are you doing in my field? And he says, I don't know why that guy is trespassing and is living in my field. So if he doesn't do it in front of the face of the person who's actually living there, it should not be a valid macha'a, because if he didn't hear, if he didn't know that there was a macha'a being made, how's he supposed to know to hang on to the shtar for longer? When you know that it's a disputed property, obviously you're going to hang on to the shtar for longer. But if you have no way of knowing, because he's making the macha somewhere else, he's telling other people about it, but not you, so you have no way of knowing. Because he could say to him, look, if you only would have said something to me, of course I would have held on to my shtar, I would have done something about it. So the Gemara says, no, he could always say to him, the reason macha shalom b'fanav is a valid macha is he could say, chavr chavr islay, v'chavr d'chavr chavr islay. There's no way you didn't hear about me making the macha. As long as I made the macha in front of people, someone would have gotten back to you and told you that I was making the macha. So it's the same as doing it b'fanav. Even shalom b'fanav is the same as doing it b'fanav. If you look at Tosas, al me'ata macha shalom b'fanav, Tosas points out, Omri deleka l'uk me pircha d'abaye, ela k'shehin darin bi'irachas. Abaye's whole question is only if they live in the same city. Because if he's in a different city, how could Abaye ask? What Abaye is saying over here is, it shouldn't be a good macha when he's making the macha somewhere else. And therefore what? And therefore the chazaka of Gimel Shanim should count. He should have a chazaka of 3 years, even though there's been an ongoing macha, because the ongoing macha was going on somewhere else. Yeah, that makes sense if they're living in the same city, that's why Abaye dibir acheres. Because if it's in a different city, hechi parich delote macha v'tei chazaka, how could he be asking that it should be a chazaka? If it's in a different city, adraba, kiven de lo avi macha, lo avi chazaka. If it's not a macha, then it's not a chazaka. Deino tzarich lo v'bir acheres l'fnei amachzik. Because we're going to see that if you are machzik in someone else's property and the person has no way of even hearing about the fact that you're in his property, he's in an entirely different city, he doesn't have to come back home to make a macha'a. So the inability for him to make a macha'a undermines your ability to develop a chazaka. What Abaye is suggesting is, even if you scream from today till tomorrow, your chazaka should still be a valid chazaka. But no, if he was in a different city, his inability to make a macha prevents you from ever having a chazaka. So that's why it has to be that they're living in the same city. That's the assumption of the whole back and forth in the Gemara over here. Period. So that's the end of the discussion of where we derive the idea of Cheskas Gimel Shanim from. Now says the Gemara, Amrav Huna Achidish Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru Husha Achlan Ritzufos. When we say 3 years, it has to be 3 years consecutively. One right after the other, the time has to be consecutive. Maika Mashmalan, what's the Chidish? Tanina Cheskas and Shalosh Shanim Yom Liyom. Isn't that what our Mishnah said? Our Mishnah said that the 3 years have to be Miyom Liyom. What does that mean if it doesn't mean that it's got to be Ritzufos? So says Marna Mal de Tema Miyom Liyom Lafuke Mekutaos Uliyom Mafilim Fuzaros. Kamash Malan. I would have thought Miyom Liyom is telling me that the 3 years, each year independently, has to be a complete year, but they don't have to be one right after the other. They could have a full year, a break, another full year, a break, another full year. I would have thought that that counts as a valid chazaka. So that's why Kamash Malan, that's what Rav Huna is coming to teach me, that they need to be ritzufos, that they need to be consecutive, one right after the other. Amr Rav Chama umodi Rav Huna ba'asri demovri bagi. Rav Huna is moda in a place where it's normal for people to leave their fields unworked for a year. Meaning if you consistently, year after year, keep on plowing and planting in the same land over and over again, ultimately the ground is going to be sapped of all its nutrients and it's not going to be able to produce a very strong crop. So there are some places where they have a minhag to leave the year unworked, so to leave the field unworked for a year so that it could replenish itself. So Rav Huna's moda, that if that's the minhag in that place and that's the way you treat this field, you work it year one, not year two, yes, year three, that you could develop a chazaka in such a way. And however, the Rashbam points out in the second wide line, over here we switch to Rashbam, we switch from Rashi to Rashbam for the rest of the Masechta, and that's why Bab Basra has 176 dapim, because it's not because there are so many words in the Masechta, the actual Masechta is not all that long, but the Rashbam has a lot to say. So in order for the printers to fit all the Rashbams on the page, they have to make a lot more pages. So the Rashbam writes in the second wide line, Umiyu shana shovira eina ola l'chashban shalosh shnei chazaka. The year that you're not working the field, it may be that it doesn't ruin your chances of having a chazaka. It doesn't break up your consistency in your chazaka, but it also doesn't count toward the chazaka. V'tzarech lishmar shtaru yosem mishalosh shanim, and therefore you're going to have to watch over that shtar for more than 3 years. Ad sheyilkot shalosh shanim. You need 3 years of actual work on the field, 3 years of actual enjoying the produce of that field in order to develop a chazaka. What if the original owner comes back and says, you know, I did come back within the time that you were developing a chazaka and I saw the field was empty and no one was doing anything with it, so I didn't make a macha. So He says, there's no way that the field was, nothing was happening in the field, even when I'm not planting, even if there's a year that I don't plant the field, there's some plowing, there's something that goes on in the field to prepare the field for the coming year. So a macha should have been made even during that time. So anyway, back in the Gemara had said, Rav Huna's mechadesh, you need 3 consecutive years. But even Rav Huna's moda, that if it's a place where the minig is that they leave the field untilled for some time, that works. So says Gemara, pshita, isn't that, meaning, what does it mean that works? That even if that it's in a place where they leave the field untilled for some time, you don't need it to be mamish ritzufos. So says Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? Of course, if that's not the way people treat their fields, that's not what it's going to, you don't need ritzufos. So Gemara answered, l'tzricha d'ika d'mav r'vika d'lo mavir. Now that you're in a place where some people will give the field a rest and other people don't. V'hai gavra movra. And this guy decided to give the field a rest. So Mao de Tema Matsuyama Le Yemisa de Didach Havayi Bayelach Lemizrei. I might have thought that the original owner can say that if it was really yours, then you should have planted consecutively one year after the other, like many people do. Kamash Malan, Darmale, Chada Arab Kulibaga, Lomatsina Linter. So Kamash Malan, that he could say, look, I don't do that way, and I have other fields in the neighborhood where I leave empty for a year, so I want to keep all my fields consistent. Vinami Bachi Nichli Davda. Or he could say, I don't have any other fields, but this is what I choose to do. You're right, many people will plant year after year after year, but you know what? Many people won't. It's a place where some people are knowing one way, some people are knowing the other way. So I should be allowed to leave it until for every once in a while, so that it could replenish its nutrients, and that's still going to be a valid form of chazaka. Says the Gemara, now, what about if you assume like Rav Huna that you need consecutive, that it needs to be a raya that you were there for three consecutive years, how does one ever develop a chazaka in a house? Tanan, Cheskas Habatim, the name of this parak, the first two words, Cheskas Habatim, a chazaka in a home. But houses are things that people are aware that you're using them during the day. But at nighttime, people have no idea that you're using the home. So how do you develop a chazak in a house? No, who are the people that are going to testify that you were in the house? The neighbors. The neighbors see you coming and going, daytime, nighttime, they see the lights turning on and off. Neighbors are aware even about nighttime as well. So it's not so hard to have a chazak of 3 years. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, I'll tell you how you do it. Kigon da asu beit treva amri, anana grinan minei, vidarin beit flashnin biyamama belele. The witnesses to the chazaka are people who came and said, we rented the house from this guy who claimed to be the owner, and we, as renters, we've been living there for 3 years, day and night. They're not claiming to be the owners. The fellow they rented from is claiming to be the owner and claiming to have chazaka, not by living there himself, but by having his tenants live there. And the tenants testify that, yes, we indeed did live there day and night. So that's how you have a chazaka of 3 years, day and night. So I'm there, Rav Ravashi, Hani Nogan Beidu Sanhein. How could you accept the testimony of the tenants? They're definitely biased over here. They're obviously no geabedus. Here they've been paying rent for 3 years. If the guy that they've been paying rent to is not determined to be the owner of that property, what's going to happen? People are just going to, we're just going to tell them, oh, now you have to pay rent, 3 years of back rent, to the true owner of the property, to the Marakama. So they're obviously biased. They obviously want the person they've been paying rent to be determined to be the owner. Amalei Dayani Deshvili Hachi Dani Milo Askinan Kigonda Nikiti Agar Besav Amar Laman Leisvei. Says, come on, that's obviously not the case, because you're right. Of course, that would be Nogea Be'edus. No, what the case is, these people come with 3 years of rent money in hand. They have not paid a penny yet, and they know there's some dispute over who the true owner of this property is. So they come to Bezin and they say, what should we do with this envelope full of money? Who do we give it to? So they're not Nogea at all. They don't care who they give it to. They'll give it to that guy. They'll give it to that. Whoever Bezin tells them is the rightful owner, they're more than happy to give the money to. Amar Marzutra, V'yiton va'amar leisu treisadi la'asudilei, didar be'tlashani b'yimamu b'leilei, tanase taina. If a person were to come and say, if the original owner were to come and say, I want you to bring two witnesses to testify that you actually lived in that house, both daytime and nighttime, so that's a valid taina. He's allowed to come with such a claim that he wants witnesses that they were there daytime and nighttime. If you look at the Rashbam on the bottom, Milsaban Pinafshihi, this is a totally separate statement. The Pshitale the Mazutra, the Afgav the Bol, Kalanach Amarailel, Gimelshon Ritzufos, Aviluachi in Mechaivness of Machziklavi Edim Shiidu Beferush al Kala Yamim Valelos. Meaning, even though we said previously you need 3 years consecutively, there's no way that you have to bring Edim that account for every single day and every single night over the course of those 3 years. No, you have Aiden to come and testify. I know he's been living there for 3 years. Oh yeah? August 22nd, 2016. Where was it? I don't know. I know he's been living there for 3 years. That's all you really need. You don't need Aiden to account for every day and every night. So that's where Marzutra comes along and says, Ditan Ma'arev Amar Isisadi, that if the Ma'arev says, I want witnesses that account for each day, so then his taina is a valid taina, and you in fact are going to have to bring witnesses that know that he was there Leilos V'yamin, because if he's coming with the Tainus Bari that he says, I know that this guy was not living there during the nighttime, and that's why I didn't make a Macha'a, because I knew he wasn't developing a Chazaka, so that's when we're going to have to listen, and we're going to have to, in fact, force him to bring witnesses. Tosos raises the question, Hiksha Rivam, says Tosos, Lepirsha Kuntras, Kilota Nami, Amai Lo Nishal Mehan, Kishamein Yodin Alalela, Shalom Notzi Alpian, Shalom Kadin, Debechalei Dios Han Dorshin Yopve, Kanami Amai Lo Nacharosu Misavik. Says Tosos, in general, when you have Eidos, Bezin just accepts it, a guy comes into court and says something, and we just say, oh, okay, if you say so. No, we always ask a lot of questions. We want to make sure that they know exactly what they're talking about and that they're being very precise in their edus. So what's the havamin over here? The Rashbam is saying that if the guy himself doesn't demand specifics, Beis Din's not going to demand specifics. They can just get away with saying, yeah, it's been 3 years, and Beis Din's going to be totally okay with that. Whatever happened to Drisha v'Chakira? Whatever happened to really grilling the Eidim and making sure they actually know? V'lav Pirchi, says Tosas. Kivin sheidu al yamim, afilu yomru ein anu yodim al leilos, mistama kivin shedar b'yam dar nami b'leilos. Now, when you're testifying that someone has lived in a place for 3 years, even if in fact you don't know that they lived there at night, if someone testifies that a person has lived there for 3 years during the daytime, we have the right to assume that they lived there during the nighttime as well. It's a mistama that he was there at night as well. It's only when there's a taina against it that says, no, he wasn't there during the night, that you will actually have to verify the nighttime itself. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, umoda on top of Amin Beis, umodi marzutra, baruchun amachzin v'ayaros, stafgav lotan, tanin le'anan. That marzutra will be moda, that if the Murakama was a rochel, he's a traveling salesman, so even if he doesn't make the claim that the person wasn't there consistently for all that time, we'll make the claim for him, because it's so easy to take advantage of a person who travels a lot. Person is out of town a lot, every time he goes out of town, you go and you live in his house, and you'll develop a chazak, and you'll have people that will swear that you've been living there roughly for 3 years. So that's not good enough. You need to have people that know that you were there consistently, day in and day out, so that when the Rochel came home, he would have seen you there, and he would have had an opportunity to make a macha'a. Umod Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said that you need Ritzufos, he would be moda, meaning that you need day and night Ritzufos, he would be moda, b'chanusa d'machuza d'limam avida leila lo avida. In a place like chanusa d'machuza, which are stores that are only opened during the daytime, they're not open at night, so in that case, you certainly don't need a chazaka that you were there at night, a chazaka that you were there during the daytime is certainly good enough. Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Zavna Hu Amos Abade Adadi. Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama went into partnership and they bought a maidservant together. They chipped in together to buy a maidservant. Marish Tamish Bar Rishona Shlishas V'Chamishas. One of them had her work for him first, third, and fifth year. Umarish Tamishba Shnir Revias Fashishas. And the other one had her work for him second, fourth, and sixth year. Nafak Irer Ilava. Then the original owner came claiming that he still owned this maidservant and that they have no business having her. So Asil Kameh de Rava, they came to Rava, Amar Lahu, and Rava said to them, well, let's analyze what went on over here. Maitai Bavdi Suachi. What a strange way to split the services of this maid, that you have every other year? Why did you do it that way, that it's every other year? Obviously, the reason you split up your own partnership that way is because you don't want either of you to develop a chazaka against the other one. You don't want to be able to have one of you develop a chazaka, then the other one is going to lose out. So, you did such a fantastic job of making sure that neither of you have a chazaka, that guess what? You don't have a chazaka. And therefore, you better have some sort of shtar or something that says that this woman belongs to you. Otherwise, we're going to listen to the Marakama, we're going to listen to the original owner of this maidservant. If you look at Tosos, the Tichzuk Adadi, the Avagav de Tanan the Kaman, Ashut Vinaim Lem Chazaka Zalze, that in general, partners don't develop a Chazaka anyway. Pirish Rashi, Dahacha, Husku Lassus, Kenfish Loyalem Ede Shutfus. Rashi explains, yeah, they needed to make the split in such a way not to have a Chazaka, even though partners never have a Chazaka on each other, because we don't know know that they were partners. Meaning it's only by their word that they're saying they're partners. We don't have any proof that they're partners. So people who we know to be partners, because you have Aiden that they're partners, yeah, in a chinami, that's where they can't have a chazak on each other anyway. But people who we don't know to be partners can have a chazak against each other, and that's why they have to split it up in such a way that it shouldn't happen. Says Gemara v'lo amrin el delo kasuv itra. Aval kasuv itra kala islay. That's only if they didn't write a shtar chalukah between the two of them. But if they wrote a shtar chalukah between the two of them, that should have gotten back to the original owner. That's something that's a very public kind of thing, and the original owner should have said something at some point within the 3 years, or certainly within the 6 years, if he really had a taina. Amarava, achla kula chutz mi beis rova, kana kula chutz mi beis rova. Let's say you use an entire field for 3 years, except for a beis rova of the field. So good, so you have a kinyan on the entire field, except for a beis rova of that field. If you didn't use that part, so you have no chazaka on it. Amravun reyav shuv ala amaron el de bar zriahi. That's only true if the field is a bar zriah, meaning if that beis rova is also something that could have been planted. Avalav bar zriahi kanila agavara. But if that part of the field is not something that could have been planted on, so then you're kona it together with the rest of the land. If you're kona the rest of the land by planting on it, and this part there was nothing you could do with it, so you're kona the entire thing. Maskev l'Rav Bibi bar Abaye el me'ata tsunma b'me yikne. If that's the case, what is a person kona tsunma with? Meaning, if a land that is not tilled does not develop a chazaka, so how are you kona a land that cannot be tilled? How do you kona a land that's rocky ground that you can't grow anything on? Obviously, the way to have a chazaka on land that cannot be planted is by doing other things, by keeping it, by using it for storage, for peiros, by letting your animals hang out there. So if you have a land where most of it is planted and there's a part of it that cannot be planted, why do we say, oh, it's automatic that you get that part together with this part? No, you should have to use the part that you can't plant as well. Use it to keep your payros, use it to keep your animals. So therefore, it doesn't happen automatically. There was a guy that said to his friend, "My boy is by Besa. What are you doing in this house? This house belongs to me." So he said, "Well, minach zivinte v'achal shnei chazaka. I don't know what you're talking about. I bought it from you, and I have a chazaka on it already." So he responds that's not true. You do not have a chazaka because the whole time that you were here for 3 years, living in the outer portion of this house, I was living in the inner room of the house, and I was there the whole time. That's why I didn't make a machal, because I too was living there the entire time. So I would walk through the area where you were the entire time. So you don't have a chazaka. Asal kamei to Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Amalei zil barara chilascha. Rav Nachman says you're going to have to show. The machzik is going to have to show that he lived in this house alone for 3 years, and that the marakama was not there with him. Amar le Rava, hachidina hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. Rava says, why does he have to do that? He definitely has a cheskas gimel shanim. He's definitely been living there for 3 years. He has to prove that the other guy wasn't there for 3 years. No, he's the muchsak. If you want to be motzi from the muchsak, so olav lahavi raya. Very interestingly, we're going to see how this is a stira to what Rava and Rav Nachman say elsewhere. We'll see that tomorrow. But very interestingly, this gemara comes up in the oddest of all places. There's a discussion about whether one who does not have a Megillah on Purim should recite Hallel or not. So how does this Gemara come up in that discussion? Because the Gemara in Maseches Megillah gives a couple of reasons why it is that we don't say Hallel on Purim. Rav Nachman's Shita is that Kriyasa Zu Helula, that the Megillah is the Hallel of Purim, whereas Rava says, no, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. We're still the Avadim of Achashverosh, and therefore we don't say Hallel on Purim. Now, the Rava, who do we paskin like? Rava lived after Rav Nachman. Normally we say Hilchsa Kibasrai. The problem is Rav Nachman was also Rava's Rebbe. And there's another halacha, there's another rule in halacha, Ein halacha ketalmid b'makom harav. They don't paskin like a Talmud against the Rav. So how do we reconcile those two uh, th- those two rules. Numukai Yosef writes that it depends how the machlokas was said. If Rava said his words directly to Rav Nachman, it was Omar Leh, he said it to him, so then it was a Talmud, a Yosef Lefnei Rabbo, we paskin like the Rebbe. But if Rav Nachman wasn't there when Rava formulated his opinion, then we paskin like the Talmud, because he's the Basra'a. He is the later opinion. So when it comes to Halal and Purim, the Girsa was Rava Omar. It was not Omar Leh Rava. So, and in which case, we'd paskin like Rava in that case. But over here, for example, where it's Amar Lei Rava, we're going to paskin like Rav Nachman, meaning the klal and psak is going to change when you have a machlokes Rava Rav Nachman based on whether it's Amar Rava or Amar Lei. So over here it's Amar Lei, and that's why we're going to say Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya, in this case La Alacha, because we're going to paskin, I'm sorry, we're going to paskin rather like Rav Nachman, because Rava was a Talmud, a Yoshev Lifnei Rabba, when he said this to Rav Nachman. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from two lines from the bottom.